This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. On his first overseas trip since taking office, President Joe Biden is urging fellow world powers to help low-income nations beat COVID-19. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
Before the G7 summit's formal start in England, the president announced the U.S. will buy and donate a half billion vaccine doses to nearly 100 countries.
We're taking a major step that will supercharge the global fight against this pandemic.
He says fellow leaders will lay out their own steps tomorrow.
It is in all of our interest to have the global economy begin to recover as well.
The president says the U.S. is not seeking favors or concessions from any nations who get the shots, that it's instead America's humanitarian obligation to help save lives. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Health officials and experts in Asia have welcomed the news the United States will be donating 500 million Pfizer vaccine doses to the global COVAX program. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
One preventative medicine professor in South Korea, Yihan Young, says although the move will make a huge difference to fighting the coronavirus around the world, he also foresees problems. The Pfizer vaccine needs extremely cold storage temperatures, which experts believe would present challenges for countries with poor health systems. Many experts say the donation is crucial because the global disparity contributes to the creation of mutant viruses, as well as creating a $5 trillion economic loss for advanced economies. I'm Karen Chamas.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell for the sixth straight week as the U.S. economy reopens rapidly after being held back for months by the coronavirus pandemic. The Labor Department reported Thursday that jobless claims fell to 376,000 from 385,000 the week before. This is VOA News. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny's group has pledged to continue its work after a Moscow court outlawed organizations affiliated with Navalny and labeled them extremist on Wednesday. The Anti-Corruption Foundation posted on Twitter Thursday, "We will continue to fight corruption." Wednesday's ruling by the Moscow court prevents people linked to Navalny and any affiliated groups from seeking public office, including seats in parliament. Some of Navalny's supporters had hoped to run for parliament in September. News reports out of Myanmar say that authorities have filed new corruption charges against deposed civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi. The state-run Global New Light of Myanmar newspaper said Thursday the Anti-Corruption Commission uncovered evidence the 75-year-old Suu Kyi committed corruption using her rank in relation to previous charges she accepted illegal payments, as well as new charges involving misuse of land for her charitable foundation. Suu Kyi's attorney dismissed the charges in a written statement to VOA Burmese, calling them groundless and absurd. Suu Kyi has been detained since a military coup overthrew her government February 1st. The Nobel laureate is set to go on trial next week. A new report finds that 1 in 10 children worldwide is involved in child labor. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the COVID-19 pandemic is worsening an already alarming situation.
The picture that emerges from this study varies by region. The report finds child labor is continuing to decrease in Asia and the Pacific, as well as in Latin America and the Caribbean. However, child labor has risen substantially in Africa and sub-Saharan Africa. Executive Director of UNICEF, Henrietta Fore, says the COVID-19 pandemic is making this terrible situation even worse.
Faced with job losses and rising poverty, families are forced to make heartbreaking decisions. We estimate that 9 million more children could be pushed into child labor by the end of next year.
The ILO and UNICEF are calling for adequate social protection for all, including universal child benefits, and for quality education and increased spending in getting children back to school. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
American consumers absorbed another surge in prices in May, a 0.6% increase over the past month, and 5% over the past year. Increased consumer appetite is bumping up against a shortage of components from lumber and steel to chemicals and semiconductors that supply such key products as automobiles and computer equipment, all of which has forced up prices. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.